listening to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
Should school children be forced to do sport all the way through their education? 9221 882. 17 past four. We're asking because the Federal Sports Minister, Bridget McKenzie, wants to get all of the heads together of sports ministers around the country and education ministers to make sport part of the national curriculum. In WA, PE is compulsory until year 10, but then it isn't. So should sport become compulsory, a compulsory subject in the school curriculum, in the national curriculum? 9221 882. Let's talk to the Sports Minister, Bridget McKenzie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Great to be with you.
Yeah, this is probably not too much of a surprise, I suppose, that we're not seeing compulsory sport all the way through to year 12, but in modern times, it's something really that all schools should be looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at the stats on any measure, our chronic disease burden, the cost of inactivity to the Australian economy being around $13 billion a year, the fact that 81% of Aussie kids aren't fulfilling the physical activity guidelines, the sort of health benefits, we've got a real problem. So I think it's time we actually start thinking how we get our young people off their iPads, off the couch, and fall in love with sport and physical activity, something that they're going to do hopefully for the rest of their lives. And part of that solution is going to have to happen in school.
Yeah, well, here in WA, it is compulsory until year 10 to do physical education, but then it isn't in grades 11 and 12. Now, you and I know this, Minister, and I'm sure many people listening to us this afternoon, just the benefits of just going for a run or going for a walk and just clearing your head, it also just assists with your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've got a lot of research now. Those of us that do love sport and are physically active anyway kind of know intuitively how awesome it is. But for a lot of reasons, some people really got turned off sport at school and they don't like it. Or maybe their family wasn't really into it. So for a lot of reason, they're not that into it. But we know the physical activity benefits for health. We know for mental health, the research is clear, the benefits of participating, for social cohesion. Really powerful stories around about how sport can bring people together. And it's not just when you're young and fabulous and reaching for gold medals and wanting to be an elite athlete. This can happen all throughout your life. And I guess as a federal government, we've really chosen to prioritise physical activity participation through our budget measures for local clubs to increase their participation, and even for older Australians to get more involved as part of our ageing package. So we've really signalled that this is an important part of where we think the community needs to head, and I think part of that conversation has been serious about schools. Yes, it's compulsory up to Year 10, but our states roll that out in their own schools is very varied. And in reality, that means that it's about 1 hour per week at school of phys ed. Now, that's not going to help you fulfil your physical activity guidelines. And in many schools, the phys ed class or the sport offering actually isn't taught by a professional. And I know at a federal government level, we support schools across the country with $46 million worth of Sporting Schools program. Now, that is completely oversubscribed. So to me, that says school principals and communities and parent groups want to see more sport in schools. We're trying to support them, but at the end of the day, we need state governments to come on board to say this is important.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I would imagine here as well, as you say, the Commonwealth can only provide so much assistance, but it's now getting all of the state governments, whether it's here in Western Australia or Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, to all get onto the same page. Because I would imagine, ultimately, they all have similar goals. They're all hearing similar concerns. I've just seen our Health Minister, Roger Cook, over the weekend talking about pressing you and the federal government around the sugar tax and also around this idea of displaying kilojoule levels in fast food. So there's an understanding here from our state government, at least in WA, and there's some ideas around trying to assist everybody get a little fitter and healthier. This seems like a no-brainer, really, that all the schools around the country and the curriculum can come together to make sure that there is physical activity, there is physical education that is compulsory right up to year 12. But I imagine that's easier said than done.
As always with our federation, and WA knows that better than most, I think. Look, Roger, talking about sugar tax, you know, I think there's better ways to skin the cat. And the better way is through increasing the physical activity of our young people. We know they're not doing enough. We know most of us aren't doing enough. So it's about giving them really positive experiences young in life.
Mm.
We know young people are rocking up to schools across the country not knowing how to run, skip, hop and jump. Now, if you don't have those basics of physical literacy, fancy way of saying the competence needed to be physically active, then you're much less likely to find enjoyment in sport and physical activity, right? Because you don't have the building blocks. You can't enjoy Shakespeare unless you know how to read.
Yeah.
So why do we think young people are going to fall in love with sport and physical activity if they don't have those fundamental building blocks?
Well, there's an independent school here in WA. In fact, we were talking to one of the teachers from Wesley College in South Perth only a couple of weeks ago that they're introducing classes and lessons to teach children how to touch their toes once again.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's a bit of an indictment on all of us for sort of embracing the digital age so wholesomely and forgetting that there are some key things about being a human being and being all that you can be that only sport and being physically active can bring. And my job as the Federal Sports Minister is to get more Australians more active more often. I'm not the Education Minister, so that's why I've put this topic on the agenda of the Commonwealth Sports Ministers meeting, and we'll be discussing ways, as all of us as ministers want to see more people more active more often, and we're going to brainstorm some ways that we can actually work in our own jurisdictions and across the country to make that happen.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll throw it open to our listeners now as well, because they've probably got some ideas, and I'm sure that...
Oh, absolutely, Ollie. Look, when I talk to parents about the lack of swimming lessons in so many of our states and territories, and yet parents are then having to go out and spend upwards of $800 a year per child to learn to swim, when 30 or 40 years ago that was just a part of going to school, I think we've got to have a serious conversation.
We do, indeed. And we'll throw open the phone lines right now. Minister, thank you very much for your time on Perth Live.
Anytime, Ollie.
There you go, Bridget McKenzie. She is the Federal Sport Minister. Do you agree? Should swimming lessons, for example, be taught at school? Should it be subsidised in the national curriculum? And should sport be compulsory for all students K to 12? 9221 882 will take your calls next.